fashionista is Joan Lincoln. It's Earth Day, and here to tell us how the fashion industry is contributing, I guess, or what they do. What do you got?
Well, you know, the official website for Earth Day, they always do like a theme. So today, this year's theme is Restore Our Earth, which, you know, should always be a focus. Right. And, you know, that's why my two sustainable businesses, you know, I feel really good about it every day. I'm just trying to make a better future for my kids and grandchildren. But, you know, Restore Our Earth, it's a focus on, you know, emerging green technologies and innovative thinking, and, you know, restoring the world's ecosystems, you know, all those things that, that keep us green and moving. But, you know, when you think about fashion, you know, it's like, okay, other than, you know, not throwing your clothes away, how can we participate in this? So I just want you all to think about denim. How many pair of jeans do you have in your
closet? Five, six,
so
seven.
Many that I don't wear, too.
I know.
Same. Same. It depends on where I am in my lifestyle, right? Right. But it's just amazing when I, you know, I always am so fascinated with denim. And there's a great how to make denim YouTube. If you have a few seconds just to go on there, I mean, it is fascinating to see the power and the water and the energy that is consumed to make denim. And I'm just going to throw a couple numbers out here. Finishing a pair of jeans requires an average of 18 gallons of water.
Wow, that's a lot of water. Yeah, that's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water. And then the other thing that we forget about when it comes to denim, because it's made with cotton, is the pesticides that are used, you know, to keep those little buggers off the cotton. And so it's just fascinating to me when you start thinking about Earth Day and the sustainability of our lifestyles and a simple product like denim and our favorite Levi's.
Right.
You know, they're really making a commitment to reduce hazardous chemicals, you know, and treating the clothing and the cotton that they use in their garments. So
does it take less water for cotton than it does for other fabrics?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. But that, you know, that YouTube, it take a second. It just says how to make a pair of jeans, or, you know, how to make denim. Mm-hmm. The water consumption and the energy that is put in to that one simple fabric is just fascinating.
What about jeggings? Is there less water in those? Because they are more comfortable.
Less water.
Of course.
Leave it up to you.
Of course. Yeah, well, these Levi's is trying to help making a commitment to reducing water and using less chemicals and especially dye and things like that. Because, yeah, jeans are terrific. I mean, they are, and they say, you're right, cotton is the fabric of our life, like the commercial says. And I think nothing feels as good as cotton, and nothing looks as good as jeans.